Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Thanks for joining us today, and love the fact that you found us and you're with us here. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. When I say us, I'm talking about Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, Jill.
Hello, Steve.
And I'm talking about Dr. Jim Burns. Hello, Jim.
Hey, I love being with you two. I honestly do. Just Jill and Steve.
Yes.
Yeah. I like you two, the music group, too, but that's another story.
Yeah. Well, thanks for liking us. I want to start by talking about reality. There are parents right now, they're dropping their kids off at college, or their kids are taking the Mercedes that they bought for them to college or whatever, and they're really struggling. They're worried what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. They should be. And then they're grieving the loss of maybe this chapter of their life, some empty nest, that kind of stuff. Jim, start us with some encouragement.
Or can I just add, or your kid gets his car towed on the second day of school. That was my warning.
Why?
So, Jim, please, give us some encouragement. It's the third time. So once
third
a year.
Time.
Once a year.
That is amazing, isn't it? Well, you know, I think it's normal that we're going to grieve. I did.
I'm not grieving right now,
Jim. No, you're not grieving. Okay. No, I can see that. I wouldn't
anger,
be grieving
get the
either.
Anger out before
see, that,
you grieve.
That helped you because you were going to grieve.
But I
now
know.
You're not going to grieve.
No.
Now you're
going to.
But you know, I think that's pretty normal. I cried with two of our kids. I'm not going to say which one I didn't cry. I was like, yay, okay, there we go. But you know, it
was hilarious.
It honestly was a tough time for us because Kathy and I had to reinvent our relationship. We also realized they were going to we weren't in charge anymore. And so we had the empty nest thing going, but we also had the, wow, are they ready to become an adult and act like an adult? And that wasn't easy for us. And actually, we realized that we were going through what I call the empty nest syndrome. And I went right straight to work and worked hard. And Kathy had to really grieve it more so in the sense that she, you know, kind of went, who am I and what am I going to do with the rest of my life? And both aren't always that healthy, but you got to go through it sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think one of the greatest things that a parent can do, whether they're grieving or the car has been towed already, how about you get on your knees and you surrender up your kids to God. And you just say, God, I surrender them to you. And I ask you to divinely intervene in their lives. Whether they make a mistake or not, I pray you give them wisdom. Pray for wisdom for these kids. Judgment. And a little bit of character growth. Because I don't know of anything more challenging for a great child than to go off to college where it's very difficult for their values to be supported. And, you know, a lot of kids go from a Christian school to a secular university. So you need God's help if that's the case. So just ask God, you worry about my kids, Lord. I surrender them to you. You can't lose with that strategy. All right, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Jill Hubbard, Dr. Jim Burns, Steve Arterburn here. We'd love to talk with you. You can watch this right now on YouTube. Jill is always very colorful, worth tuning in to YouTube right now, the New Life Live YouTube channel. You can hear this on the app if you'll download the app. It's easy at the App Store. And you could go to newlife.com and you will hear it on newlife.com. All right, we'll take a break. 1-800-229-3000. Glad you're with us today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. It's Dr. Jim Burns and Dr. Jill Hubbard in the house today. How about we go to Sandra, Dallas, Texas, listening on KWRD. Great, great station there. Hi there. Sandra, how are you?
Hello. I'm here. Okay, Steve, thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
As I said to your person, I'm an avid listener. As a therapist who got cut short in my 30s because of a medical problem, I know good therapists when I hear them, and I very much value your program and really would like your help with the situation
right.
I'm dealing with.
Well, what's going on? How can we help you?
Well, yes, what's going on is that I have two younger siblings, and when my mom died in 2018, the estate that was left, when I had no idea mom or dad had anything, really, but was left in such a way that my two younger brothers are to oversee my portion.
Yeah.
And and also my three younger siblings are remainder beneficiaries of whatever is left of my part when I die.
Okay.
So that's kind of an inherent conflict of interest, if you see that.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's happened is that early on, we tried talking together over the phone, and that quickly deteriorated. And my youngest brother, who is the MBA of the family, says, have your attorney call our attorney. So that's how it's been
for
the last two and a half years.
So you're struggling with what was left by your parents, and you're being taken advantage of, manipulated. What's the question for us?
The question is that, how do I really value my relationships with them. They're my only immediate family. Because I got ill early on, I didn't marry or have kids. So, it troubles me a great deal that there's such a strain. Plus, I have to be careful. I am very vulnerable with them. The other thing is that the question is there a way that my relationships with them can be improved, that the strain can be eased, that we can all relax? And, if that ever happened, or in the meantime, how do I deal with the impact it has on me? It really troubles me.
Yep.
It makes me very, very characteristic. I'm not a down person, but I find myself being that.
Okay.
So, I have people in my corner, but, I've gone through four attorneys who got frustrated one after the other. You know, it's not a large estate. It's a small estate.
Right.
And they said, what is the deal? Scrambling over money.
Well, quick question. Why were these four attorneys frustrated? What were they frustrated with?
Well, the first one said, she was an elder law attorney, wonderful Christian person, said, your brother just so wants to control. You really need a special needs trust set up, and you need so you don't lose all your needs-based government benefits. You need a trust attorney. That was still your number one.
Did you get that attorney, that trust attorney?
I did.
Okay.
Second attorney was a trust attorney, but so frustrated. He said, they're just really so interested in what's left for them,
Okay.
I don't get it. I deal with people that have a big estate.
The third attorney,
he just stopped doing much. Third attorney was a tiger, and she confronted them on some things and got to a certain point. And finally, she said, I didn't sign up for all the hostility coming my way from them. And the fourth attorney finally managed to barely salvaged the specially modified condo I live in, which is critical for me health-wise, and to come up with something before the whole ship was lost for me. But I thought things would settle down, see, but they haven't.
Okay.
They continue
Thank you.
To be a big strength. Okay.
Well, I'm going to, I got a couple of things, but I'll save them because I want to hear from Jim first and then Jill on the question, what do you do and is there hope to be at peace with these folks? Jim, let's start with you.
You know, Sandra, I hear this so often in families and I'm so sorry. And it doesn't even sound like it's a big estate. So it's not, you know, sometimes it's almost not, sometimes it's almost not worth, you know, ruining a relationship over, you know, money. I wonder if you could have a conversation. You tried a conversation, it didn't work, but and now you know now it's a us and against them because of all the attorneys. Is there any way for you to have a conversation with them that doesn't deal with the money but deals with the relationship?
I know I thought of that, and I talked to my attorney, and he said I would be very careful.
Yeah,
he said, given what's happened, and still at this point. They have control of how things are invested. And, for example, just to be real quick, the hostility continues so that, you know, when they didn't get the right to have an ongoing accounting of what was going on with what is mine that goes into the special needs trust from whom I have a trustee, then they went directly to her and asked for that. And when she just came back with saying, look, Then they got hostile toward her, and she said, you know, I'm going to have to walk away from this role.
Okay.
Hostility goes on. So they
okay, so so
which,
we get the picture.
Which I'm really surprised there isn't some legal system in place for dealing with the bullying. That's really unfortunate. Sandra, I wonder what your relationship was like with these brothers prior to your mother's death, prior to their control of the funds.
And you need to be really brief on this because we need advice that you called for.
Sure. Okay, sorry.
I mean, did you have relationship with them?
Oh, yes, I did, and it's been pretty good. I did find that my older sister, who's deceased, and my mom and dad understood my situation medically and the reason my costs are so high and all that, and they're there for me. My younger didn't really ever quite grasp it and kind of didn't believe half of it.
Okay, so...
And so that's been some strain, but, you know, we came together around my mom and dad's illness and all that, and I thought we were going forward, but...
So I think, Sandra, for you, it sounds like your brothers have never really understood and that your parents were a buffer, right, to this relationship. Excuse me. And so what's happening and what often happens is the relationships are revealed as people are pulled out. Dynamics change. And so what is in someone's heart kind of comes out. And that's such a sad thing because who wants to believe that your brothers are so greedy and controlling?
What should she do?
Well, I think there's a lot of grieving that has to take place. These relationships were not as solid as you thought they were. And I think you have to admit that reality and then look at, okay, what good is there? What can I count on? And you're going to have to surrender and grieve the parts that you cannot count on. So instead of hoping that you're going to get them back, I think it's facing the reality of what it always was. And then that means, with the absence of your parents and your older sister, that you have to bring other people around you that do understand your situation and that you can have, you know, ongoing relationship with.
Yeah. Now, I believe, given your situation, your limitations, you probably have felt like you're one down from them. And they see you as almost, they disregard you as a human being, that they have all the rights and you have none. So, given all you've said, God is either your money or God is God. Mm-hmm. And when God is your money, nothing else matters. And it is the love of money, the Bible says, that is the root of all evil. You can't change that. Even hearing that it's not a huge estate, they're doing all this, and they have no compassion for you. They have no place to hear about what you want. So on the one hand, you're going to have to, as Jill said, grieve the loss of these siblings and what they could have been to you but are not to you. That the money issue brought it out. So you can't change them, and I don't have any hope that they'll change. Now, when people get older, they do tend to level out, but I wouldn't count on that with them. So you need, on the one hand, in your heart, work through the grieving process over them as if they are as gone to you as your parents are gone to you. That is going to help you exist on a daily basis. Jill, you have something before I give number two.
Or if that they're ensnared, because Steve, actually in church on Sunday, we talked about this verse. And so money is not just the root of all evil, it's the root of all kinds of evil. So it leads to lots of different things. And so you almost have to see them as diseased.
Yeah.
And blinded.
I stand corrected.
By this.
but the sense is that this money has brought all this evil stuff out, and it's all about the money for them. The second thing I want to say to you, first thing was, you're going to have to accept these people, and the only way you can accept them for who they really are is to grieve the loss of who you wanted them to be, who they could be. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, you need to interview some attorneys, and you need to find an attorney. You just need to interview. You call, let's just say, three more firms. Or you ask all four of the people that backed away, you ask them, please tell me an attorney that you think could help me in this situation. And you go find the best attorney you can. You tell them, I hope that you can endure being mistreated and having a lot of stuff thrown at you, because that's what's going to happen. I just can't believe an attorney would walk away because of something that the person that they're trying to deal with is mean or ugly or whatever. So they got to be really, really bad in the way they treat people to get four attorneys to back away. Ask those people if they can refer. Call three more firms. Find the attorney that can not just protect you because you're already being victimized, but can establish something that can reverse the kind of control that they have. That's my best to you. I'm going to send you two books, Healing is a Choice and Take Your Life Back, because I believe both of those will help you to find the emotional freedom and also the strength and the stamina that you need, the resilience through all of this. I think you're an incredible person to be so rational after all of this mistreatment. They didn't take your soul. That's the good thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad you called. And I'm going to send you, I'll send you a restoration Bible. I'll also send you the grief, I'll send you Life Recovery Bible and the grief workbook that goes with it. I think that will be.
Can I say one more thing, Steve?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's important to remember, too, like Sandra was saying, this isn't a big estate. It doesn't matter the amount. People take what's left behind to represent their value in the eyes of the people who have passed. And so people often, on an emotional level, unaware, fight for their value.
Yeah. All right. So glad you called. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us here. 1-800-229-3000. When we come back, I want to tell you about Lumina. We've got a special, very special offer if you sign up for the women's event November 3rd and 4th for the Lumina women's event. The theme is Where Women Rise. Oh, it's going to be so fantastic. I'll tell you about the special offer. We're doing a special offer every week. So we'll do that as soon as we come back. Thank you to all of you who support us. And if you support us, we'll send you either the book, Understanding and Loving Your Bonus Children, it's about step-parenting, or Understanding and Loving Your Children as a Single Parent. A lot of married people are single parents also. We'll be back after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and many of you are aware of Women of Faith, 18, 20,000 women in arenas. We had 5 million, half million came to Christ. Well, it's a new event. It's called Lumina. It's in a great partnership with Museum of the Bible, and it's going to be at the museum November 3rd and 4th, where women rise. Jen Wilkin, Lauren Green McAfee, Nicole C. Nordeman. Great, great speakers, great music in an auditorium that has everything you can imagine in the auditorium. Here's what our deal is today. If you're a group of 10 women, we'll give you a free ticket. So if you bring 10, you bring 9 others, then your ticket is free. So that's our deal, free ticket for you. I hope and pray that if you're looking for something that would give you better, greater insight into the biblical principles that could change your family, could change you and your community, you will go to our website, newlife.com, click on the Lumina banner. It's right there, and I'll tell you, you will not be disappointed either in the auditorium, the program, and the Museum of the Bible. If you need any other questions answered directly, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to Sherry from Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Sherry, how are you? You listen on the podcast. We're glad that you do. How could we help?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. So in 2015, I had a suicide attempt, and after that process, I did start going to therapy and just going through different healing resources. And
Sherry,
I guess in the last,
can I just interrupt? What happened, and why were you so desperate you attempted suicide in 2015?
I had literally just had a conversation with my father, and my parents had divorced when I was in high school. So by then, I was about 22. Mm-hmm. And it was just the first time I had expressed myself, probably, period. I was keeping emotions to myself. I think over time, I kind of learned how to not really feel, to kind of walk around numb. And so in this kind of burst of emotions, I was telling him, you know, everything I had held in for probably, you know, 7 years since the divorce. And my father also is someone who doesn't do well with expressing his emotions. And so it was an argument. We kind of yelled at each other. He told me to get out of his car. And I don't know, when I got inside, I just kind of felt like this thing that I've been holding in for 7 years, it's gone now, and I don't really know what's next. And at the time, I didn't really have the tools to know what I was feeling, to know that I was just feeling, period. And I think it was just very overwhelming. And I just had this sense of, I don't know what to do now. And so that's kind of how I got there.
What did you do in your suicide attempt?
I was preparing to pretty much kind of strangle myself. I had some wires left in the house. We were doing some construction, and I was pretty much there. I had started tying the knot, and it was already around my neck, and it just so happened that I had a relative who was coming by who called me, and I just kind of take that as, you know, the voice of God. So.
Yeah. Hmm. Wow. Okay. And since then, what kind of help have you gotten?
Yeah, so that was in September. So by January, I had started therapy. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I was just kind of seeking help from spiritual sources. And so just through that way. And then, so that started a journey. And so since then, I've been pretty consistent in therapy. I also had found a group for dealing with depression as a believer, and I mm-hmm. believe it was called like Living Water or something like that, that kind of program. And I went through that with a group of strangers. I purposely chose a church that I did not belong to, because I was still feeling kind of ashamed about it. And so, but that was just one of the most healing experiences, because I was Great. Able to process it with so many different people.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And that's where I shared it probably for the first time.
So what's the question for us today?
Right. Yep. So my question is, I do feel as though the Lord has been kind of nudging me in the last year or so to begin sharing this story.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little hesitant, because I've heard a lot of different kind of suicide-related stories, and I just feel like I want to be responsible. And so I'm trying to figure out how to tell it. I'm very sensitive to the fact that I know a lot of people who are kind of on the edge of kind of emotional breakdowns, and I guess I don't want to be I don't want to incite anyone, you know,
right.
and how they may feel. And
sure.
so I'm trying to just figure out the best way to share it.
Okay. Well, let's see what, we'll start with you, Jill, what you think about sharing her story that includes suicide attempt.
Yeah, thank you for sharing it today with us. Wow. I mean, it's wonderful to see how God did intervene and how you recognized that. And he's taken you through a healing process. Sometimes it's a good idea to start by writing out our story. Right? And in writing it out, we can say everything that we want to say that would really, that, you know, we can see it. As we get it outside of ourselves, we can then see it and see how it comes back at us. And then you can take that writing and maybe share it with a trusted individual and start to get some feedback on it as a place to start.
Okay. We'll give you some more right after this. And I think writing it down and then editing what you've written, as Jill said, that is a great start. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
And it was my first. All right. We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And we are talking with Sherry, Jill, anything you want to finish up with Sherry? And then I want to go to you, Jim. Anything for you, Jill?
Well, I think that was the main thing, to be able to, you know, see it and share it and get feedback. And then I think also reviewing other people's stories and seeing how she feels about the impact, right?
Okay.
Because you do want to be responsible as you share it. It can be very impactful. I've read stories like this, and they are very moving when they're done in a sensitive way.
Yeah,
Jim,
and
your thoughts?
And I totally agree, Sherry, that, you know, you want to write this down. And Jill said the word feedback. I'd make sure I get feedback from somebody who really understands, because you used it. You said, I don't want to incite something. So what I find when we're talking about suicide, and there was a season in my life where I would speak at schools on suicide if there was a suicide, and what we were always afraid of is that if we put too much emphasis on the drama of the suicide or how you did it, some kids are going to go, wow, that's exactly what I want. I want that attention or whatever. Yeah. So I think you get the gold star, the New Life gold star today, because you did this right, even as you explained it to us, because you put an emphasis on what you did to find health and health and healing. And so you offered hope. And that's one of the main things that you want to do is these people, as you know, you were there. You know, they're they're undecided if they're going to kill themselves or not. And so what you want to do is offer them hope and offer them a way out and give them that practical side. And so you spend more time on that than you do on, you know, the drama of how you would have done it.
Right. So the drama part is just enough so that people know you get it.
Yeah.
Right? And most people just want out of their pain. Most people really don't want the permanent solution. They just want whatever's happening to stop, and that's the only thing they can think of.
Yeah, I mean, some people say it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Right, right.
And what she wants to be able to do is convey, you know, I made it through this, and
right.
I didn't
she
take my life.
She understands the desperateness, but then here's all the hope,
right.
and here's how I made it through.
And there's so many people who are in that place.
Right.
And so when she gives her story, she's going to help a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
One caution I would say for you is that if you tell your story and you talk about the phone call that you think was God's voice speaking, if I'm suicidal, I might want to now try and see if God's voice would show up for me or God would intervene for me. So I probably literally wouldn't include that in my story because it's a bit of a challenge to see if God would intervene for me like he did for her.
Well, to emphasize maybe that God uses all different ways, right? It could have just been all of a sudden something on her heart or she heard a noise or whatever, right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying, if you talk about those feelings that you had before the attempt, that's really important. I don't think you should tell them like you did us. I asked for it, but you wouldn't want to tell them how because that might be a method someone hadn't thought of. And I also wouldn't tell the part about God intervening because that's kind of a trigger to try and see if God loves me like he did her. And then the best stuff is what you did afterward and how you felt and it was uneasy, those kind of things. And now you're sitting here talking with us about telling the story. That's huge. And that's where the value is in how do you get out of this state and how do you sustain a life that the last thing you'd ever want to do is commit suicide. So I'm so glad you called. And let me send you a copy of one of our great devotionals on freedom. We've got 100 days of freedom from anger and freedom from fear. I'll send both of those to you. Maybe you can just give them to somebody. But they're really great, great devotionals to help a person change whatever state of mind that you're in. So glad you called. God bless you. Speaking of God blessing people, God has blessed us with Larry. He's in the studio. Larry, what is it you brought today?
Well, Steve, a little bit of a broken record. We've got Every Man's Battle coming up, and I want people to sign up. I want these guys to get the freedom that God wants for them from all their porn use and sexual disintegrities, if you would. And so this was a guy went a year and a half ago, and here's what he said. He said, if you'll spend all of the, this is addressing to other men thinking about the workshop. If you'll spend all the time you used to spend with pornography on trying to develop a connection with others, real healthy connections, it's going to rewire and fill in those ruts in your brain from pornography use. It's never too late for you to change. You literally can be free of this. No matter how deep you've gotten into it, God gives us the amazing gift of healing, and it's not hopeless. What else can we say? You know, every day on the board when we do radio, there's calls about people and pornography and infidelity. And so they know that it's not right. Their wives know that it's not right. They're looking for help. You're looking for help. We've got the help. The Holy Spirit will do a work if you just come to this workshop. Be vulnerable. Share your story. And think about thinking a different way than you've been thinking the last number of years. It's pretty simple.
Everybody has a fatal excuse that keeps you from moving forward. What is that for you? What are you using as the excuse not to call and come? If you call, we'll help you overcome that excuse, that fear, or whatever. If you're married to someone who has a problem, it sometimes it doesn't change until you make the phone call, and we'll help you in talking with him about why he needs to come. Because really, if he's betrayed you, the least he could do is to go. So please call us, and we'll help you with that. And please, guys, I mean, there are so many men, hundreds of thousands of men, who don't even think about pornography in a day, who used to live by it, search it out, use it all the time. And then if you've ever been to Every Man's Battle and you slip back into it, or you never really followed through with all the things they recommend, come back and start over. It can be the beginning of that new life that you want. Larry, what else do you have?
Well, real quick, I say it's simple, guys, to deal with this. It's not, now, that's different than being easy. Mm-hmm. But once you make that step, once you walk through the door into that workshop, it's really not a difficult thing to keep going.
Yeah.
And if you can support New Life so we can continue doing all the good stuff that we do, because people are getting help, their lives are being changed, Holy Spirit really touches hearts and minds in a big way. And you can be a part of that, and we thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. A gift of any amount, we will send your choice of understanding and loving your bonus child. Dr. Connie Clark is the co-author. Or Understanding and Loving Your Child as a Single Parent, Stacy Sadler, one of our great therapists, co-authored that. Thank you, Larry.
All righty.
We have things that are transformational. Maybe you need to come. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Maybe you want to support transformation. Same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to Tommy. And Tommy is calling from, I can't pull him up, maybe Terry can, Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA. Hi, Tommy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
It seems like everything you all just now spoke of on the every man's battle has to do with me, actually. I was married for about 20 years, divorced in 2007 because of her infidelity. And I was a Christian, but I had fallen out of being a Christian. And the way that I would get any kind of sexual gratification would be through fornication. Well, since coming back to the Lord and quitting everything that was bad, drinking, cursing, anything, mm-hmm. That's part of it. And I will not fornicate. I will not, commit adultery. But the biggest problem, and everything else seemed to be easy to quit, but the biggest problem for me is I used to, before I came back to the Lord, I used to go to porn. And I quit porn, although, I'd like to look at it. I won't. But at the same time, I do have sexual urges, and it's kind of embarrassing, but I feel like, maybe taking care of that in my personally.
Yeah.
But I know that Jesus said that if you lust after a woman, even in your heart, or if you lust after her, then you've lusted after her in your heart.
Yeah.
So I have no way to release any kind of feeling that I have. And I was just wondering, am I just supposed to live as a guy that's sexually frustrated all my life? Or is there a way to handle that?
Yeah. All right. We're going to help you after this. Anybody wanting to join us, we're going to be in the studio another hour and 20 minutes. It's 1-800-229-3000. So grateful for Tommy talking about something that so many men need to hear.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back and we're talking with Tommy. Tommy is facing singlehood and not having his wife, who not with him, for sexual gratification. Many folks are in the same situation because of different circumstances. You can be married and your wife could have been traumatized, and for years she's not available sexually. Or as you get older, she is not interested. All sorts of different things that men face where sexual gratification with a woman isn't available or possible. So although Tommy's is as a single guy, it happens under many different circumstances. Jim, what are your thoughts here?
Well, Tommy, I actually think you're pretty healthy because you're able to talk about it. You know, I was at a conference this week and I asked people how many of you received good, positive, healthy sex education from your parents. And there were two people, and the conference was a pretty large conference. So, you know, the fact is that if people can talk about it as freely as you did and as openly, way to go. Good job. And I appreciate the fact that you were using, in a sense, when you're talking about the word fornication, it's kind of an older word, but it can be translated. It's a Greek word that they translate fornication, but it also means immorality. And the Bible says flee immorality, and you got that down. You said no adultery, no fornication. Way to go. So when it comes to the issue of masturbation, you know, the Bible does not speak specifically about masturbation. I wish it did. I wish it said, thou shalt not, you know, in moderation, you know, on and on. The Bible speaks to things behind it. So one is lust, obviously, and one would be using it as porn lust. And you mentioned this. This is something that you've, you know, dealt with in the past. And so I never think, if a person's having a masturbation experience, self-stimulation, and there's lust, or if it's obsessive-compulsive, or they're using it, you know, they're angry, and so that's how they release. There are better ways to cope with your stress, if I might be honest. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people starve it, and that actually works for them. Some people do it more in moderation, and they somehow have the discipline to not, you know, lust during that time. But I think you're asking the great questions, and actually, and it's interesting that I'm going to say this because, you know, I really think that Every Man's Battle would be a great program for you. I mean, I think it's worth going to, and you know what, you're going to be farther along than a lot of these people, to be honest. Okay,
but it deals with the emotions.
Yeah, it's going to help you. It's going to give you the tools that you can have to make the right and wise decisions. And what I've said to men many times is that, you know, this is where you tie into the Holy Spirit, because I think the Holy Spirit speaks to men and women. And sometimes it's a different answer for different people with what they're going through. This is where you have to really pay attention to what is he saying to you. And I think you could get some of those. I think he could speak to you through something like an Every Man's Battle. I remember when I read the book, Every Man's Battle, a long, long time ago, I went, wow, every man in the world should read this book. And every man in the world isn't dealing with just porn, right? Right. Yet it gives you all kinds of practical tools, and I think that the workshop would even be more effective for you.
I think the workshop gives you insight, but also you end up long term in a group of men that are all doing the same thing. There's no question in my mind it would make this battle easier, and eventually it would go away. Jill, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that is the number one direction for you to go in, Tommy. You know, there are actually studies about men that say when a man is in a sexually satisfying relationship, they actually live longer. So physically, we know it's a good thing for mental health, whereas at the same time, and I was kind of joking with the guys off radio, that you won't actually die from not having it. But I think looking at and kind of seeking the Lord on it too. I mean, it's certainly better to relieve yourself than to act out, right? But really be aware of what am I wanting? Is this just I need a physical release and I can not lust, and I don't know, for some that's not possible. I can thank the Lord that I'm a healthy male. Or is this because I'm lonely and I'm trying to satisfy something that this will not satisfy? So really looking at the feelings around it too.
One question I always ask guys, is this a release or relief, or does this add fuel to the fire that's down there? And so you do want to look at options. And one option is you have a sponsor who is a sex addict or somebody struggled with lust, and you call them when you're struggling. Another option is get out of the house and go run or walk or bike or something, but get out of the house because you're lonely when you do this. You're isolated when you do this, so you get out of the house. And another thing is maybe there is a recovery center, like an AA general meeting house, and you go there because everybody there is not doing something that they're quite accustomed to doing. So there are a lot of options. Another one is to, you know, talk to your pastor and see what he thinks. I don't want to add any kind of shame. I think that propels the problem. But as I said, in every man's battle, less is better than more. And some people can find that place of less than less, where it's just not even a thought or a desire anymore. And that's really freedom. The first thing we have to admit that it's not a need. You won't die if you don't have sexual pleasure. It's not a need. It's a want. It's a desire. And you want to be sure that in your everyday walk, you're not feeding the desire by looking at other women, lusting after other women, and then now you've got to, you can really starve the sumo, as we say, in every man's battle. I want you to hold on. I want you to go to Every Man's Battle, and I'll do whatever I can to make that even more affordable for you. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us on the next program. I'm going to send to Tommy Every Man's Bible. There's another thing you can do. Open the Bible when you don't really want to, and it just changes your perspective. Every Man's Bible, coming your way. Let me just mention that we've got a lot of great things going, a lot of workshops coming up, including Every Man's Battle, September 9th in Dallas. And you don't want to miss the Intimacy in Marriage, October 21st, that's in Dallas. John 4:4 says, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." Sometimes we have to just stop and say, "Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit to give me supernatural power to not do the things that I'm inclined to do and to do the things I need to do. All things are possible with you, Lord." One of the greatest scriptures is that God says, "If you seek me, I will be found by you." Isn't that incredible? "I will be found by you." God loves you and is calling you to his side, to his heart in many, many ways. Don't ignore those invitations to spend time with God. If you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you'd like to join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. Thank you, Dr. Jim Burns, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Thanks to all of you out there who listen, watch, pray for us, support us. God bless you. We're grateful for you. Hope that this will be a great day because you decide to make it a great day. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.